Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, President Donald Trump visits a Georgia high school. A nonprofit hands out grants to help with back-to-school supplies, and construction on a new state mental hospital is scheduled to break ground this fall.
A certain percentage of the population is going to have serious persistent mental illness, and we're going to need to be able to take care of those individuals.
Today is Wednesday, July 22nd. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. President Donald Trump spoke in Metro Atlanta's Cobb County this afternoon. GPB's Sarah Callis reports his supporters lined up outside the venue early this morning.
Melissa Johnson woke up at 2 a.m. to drive to Marietta from Ringgold. She was one of the first in line to see the president speak.
Just to support the country and get some, you know, positive stuff out there instead of everything being negative all the time.
Trump is expected to center his speech around Trump Accounts, a federal investment program for minors, and support Republican candidates running in November. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis in Marietta.
Hundreds of protesters lined streets around Marietta to protest Trump's appearance at Wheeler High School in Marietta. Pam Jones and her husband Ken previously served as volunteer election workers. She says the president's claims about Georgia's elections have not shaken her confidence in the voting process.
And I feel very confident that the elections are incredibly safe and not fraudulent in any way. So I feel like hopefully our votes count.
President Trump lost Cobb County by almost 60,000 votes in 2024. GPB will have full coverage of the president's visit at gpb.org and tomorrow on Morning Edition and All Things Considered. A judge has granted a new trial for a Georgia father convicted of killing his infant son 24 years ago. The case against Daniel Smith involved a diagnosis of shaken baby syndrome. Since his conviction, science and medical evidence have exonerated many people convicted based on that diagnosis. Smith contends his son's death was due to medical complications related to his premature death, not abuse. A Gwinnett County Superior Court judge yesterday granted Smith's motion for a new trial and vacated his murder conviction and life sentence. The Gwinnett County District Attorney's Office declined to comment on the judge's order. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth addressed the Senate Appropriations Committee yesterday. He was there to request an additional $88 billion to replenish weapons stockpiles used during the U.S. war with Iran. Georgia Senator John Ossoff serves on the committee and questioned Hegseth about his statements on Iran's loss of combat capabilities since the war began.
Excuse me,
describe
Mr.
to me a country that doesn't have an Air Force, a Navy, or a defense industrial base,
Mr.
and I will
Secretary,
describe to you a country that does not have an effective
Mr. Secretary,
military.
You stated,
it can lob missiles.
Mr. Secretary, you stated
missiles,
4 months ago that Iran's military had been rendered, quote, combat ineffective for years to come.
During the hearing, Hegseth stated the war in Iran had already cost more than $37 billion. Several protesters were removed from the hearing, holding signs protesting the conflict. Georgia's Behavioral Health Department is expected to build the state's first inpatient hospital for people with mental illness in decades. GPB's Sophie Gratis has an update from a meeting at the state capitol.
At a Health Accountability Study Committee meeting on Tuesday, State Behavioral Health Commissioner Kevin Tanner said they plan to break ground on the Atlanta hospital site in November. The 300-bed facility will be up and running within 30 months, Tanner told lawmakers.
We have close to 12 million Georgians today. A certain percentage of the population is going to have serious persistent mental illness, and we're going to need to be able to take care of those individuals.
State lawmakers approved just over $400 million of funding for the project. The hospital will house people currently being held in local jails, many who have been found incompetent to stand trial. It's the first such investment since Georgia largely shut down inpatient psychiatric care at Central State Hospital in Milledgeville. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Gratis.
It's about that time for parents and teachers to start thinking about back-to-school supplies. Giveaways are popping up across the state. One Georgia nonprofit is helping teachers at disadvantaged public schools by offering classroom grants. The group, School Is In, has given teachers about $15,000 in supplies since it began in 2023. The grants go to teachers in Title I schools, those with high levels of students enrolled in free and reduced lunch. The group's founder, Dale Ioannidis, says the economy is making the need greater than ever.
The way it is right now, we're going to see, first of all, free and reduced numbers go up, right? So more schools are going to be Title I. But then also teachers and families are strained because of the cost of things. So fewer school supplies are going to be coming too.
Money for the grants comes from donations and corporate support. Grant applications and donations are being accepted at schoolisin.org. The Georgia Museum of Art and the descendants of David Drake announced an agreement today recognizing Drake's heirs as the rightful beneficiaries of his work. David Drake, also known as Dave the Potter, was a skilled enslaved African American who lived in South Carolina. His work was widely recognized as beautiful, but he was never permitted to own, sell, or pass on to his family any of his work. About 250 identifiable pieces of his work remain today out of the tens of thousands he is thought to have created. Many of his pieces are the subject of museum shows, books, and catalogs, and have set auction records. A 4-gallon ceramic jar made by Dave the Potter was transferred from a private collector in Athens last month to the Georgia Museum of Art. In a statement, the museum says the agreement announced today creates, quote, a path for the museum to own and display the artwork so that visitors from around the world may continue to learn about Mr. Drake's history and enduring legacy. New credit card transaction data shows how the FIFA World Cup generated a temporary and highly concentrated period of commercial activity in Atlanta. Visa released the data yesterday, saying the city saw strong entertainment activity tied to fan celebrations and cultural events. The company says cross-border transactions surged 20% during the month-long tournament. Delta Airlines has dedicated one of its gates at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport to an Atlanta Braves Hall of Famer. The Atlanta-based airline last week unveiled Gate 25 as the Andrew Jones Gate, honoring the Braves' longtime number 25 ahead of his Hall of Fame induction on Sunday. Something's on your mind, a question, a mystery, a nagging thought. Putting that thing through a search engine to see what pops up might help stop said nagging thought. That search engine might also reveal to others what's on your mind. Such is the case with Google, whose 2026 search data has revealed what the hive mind might be most concerned about right now. Nationwide, the word gaslighting topped the list for monthly searches at nearly 287,000. Love was a close second, followed by fascism. In Georgia specifically, the word was democracy. What that means is, of course, up for debate, but Word Unscrambler, which did the analysis of the Google search data, says that abstract concepts dominated the search this year. And that is a wrap on Georgia Today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you'll come back tomorrow. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast and check out gpb.org/news for updates to any of the stories you heard today. Your feedback is welcome. You can send it to us by email. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.